This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There are new yellow vest protest demonstrations in the streets of Paris, and by mid-morning today in the French capital, nearly two dozen arrests had been made, even before the protests began. Initially sparked by a hike in fuel taxes, the movement now is more broadly focused on the economic hardships of French workers. The AP described one of today's banners that read, "Respect my existence or expect my resistance." French officials say a fourth victim of the Christmas market shooting in Strasbourg, an Italian journalist, has died. Police killed the alleged assailant in the attack, Sharif Shakat, Thursday, and are searching for other potential suspects. The Islamic State terror group, without providing evidence, claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack that wounded more than a dozen people. It called Shakat one of its soldiers. U.S. Homeland Security is defending a Border Patrol agent after a child died in its custody along the U.S. border with Mexico. The story from AP's Rita Foley.
The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala was found with her father and dozens of other immigrants near Lordsburg, New Mexico. She suffered seizures, appeared to be in shock, and apparently had not had anything to eat or drink in days, according to federal officials. She had a fever of almost 106. U.S. border agents airlifted her to an El Paso, Texas hospital where she died. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen offered her sympathies and told the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends,
"This is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally."
There'll be an autopsy to find out exactly what killed the little girl. I'm Rita Foley.
A U.S. federal judge has struck down a signature achievement of the Obama administration, ruling that the Affordable Care Act, widely known as Obamacare, is unconstitutional. But for the foreseeable future, the ACA will remain in force while a lengthy appeal process works its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is VOA News. Sri Lanka's embattled Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa has resigned, an action it is hoped will prevent the country from falling further into political and economic crisis. The turmoil began in late October when President Mathrapila Sirisena fired Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe and replaced him with Rajapaksa, the country's former strongman president. Wickremesinghe refused to resign and remained in the prime minister's official residence. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka's parliament has been unable to agree on a budget for 2019, leading credit agencies to downgrade Sri Lanka's debt and raising fears of default. The United States and Canada have promised a fair judicial process for Huawei chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou, who was arrested in Canada, then released on bail. Canada's foreign minister, Chrystia Freeland, defended Meng's detention.
"This is a question of living up to our international treaty obligations and following the rule of law in Canada, and that is something which has happened scrupulously."
Canada arrested Meng at the request of the United States, which says Huawei violated U.S. sanctions on Iran. After intense speculation, President Trump has appointed an acting chief of staff at the White House. AP's Mike Gracia has a report.
After a choppy process that saw at least two candidates bow out, President Donald Trump has settled on White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney as his new chief of staff. Mulvaney will replace John Kelly, who departs after serving as chief of staff for more than a year. President Donald Trump announced the move in a tweet Friday afternoon. In making the announcement, Trump said Mulvaney will be his acting chief of staff. Trump wanted to replace Kelly with Nick Ayers, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence, but Ayers withdrew from consideration at the last minute. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie pulled out of consideration earlier Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Australia has decided to formally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but says it will not move its embassy there from Tel Aviv until there is a peace settlement between Israel and the Palestinians. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Recognizing our commitment to a two-state solution, the Australian government has also resolved to acknowledge the aspirations of the Palestinian people for a future state with its capital in East Jerusalem. Australia believes this position respects both our commitment to a two-state solution and long-standing respect for relevant Security Council resolutions.
While the embassy move is delayed, Morrison said his government will establish a defense and trade office in Jerusalem and will look for an appropriate future embassy site. The Israeli government applauded the Australian announcement, while Palestinian leaders said Australia was in danger of becoming an international pariah. Gene Randall, VOA News.